Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Celestia?
Who?
Good morning. This is Chaya with Family First. Is this Celestia?
What's the last name?
Is this Celestia Gooden? Date of birth,
Oh
February
no,
10, 19.
that's the patient. I'm the person that you're supposed to be calling back to let me know
Okay.
like where she's at and status wise.
Yes. Okay, so I can definitely help you with that. My name is Chaya. I
I
am
can.
from the enrollment department, and I will help, with the whole process.
Okay.
Now, I do want to follow up with you. Can you just confirm with me her date of birth, please?
The patient, her date of birth is February 3rd, 19, I think I want to say 63. Well, let me double check that.
64.
Might be 64. Hold on. 64.
Amazing, perfect. Now, question. Did she ever get home care services before?
No.
So this is her first time applying, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we gotta go through the application process. I'll definitely help guide you through that, and then after we do provide the services as well, okay?
Okay.
Now, just to confirm that she's gonna be financially eligible, does she make more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay, and does she own a home?
No.
Does she own a car?
No.
Okay, so financially she should be eligible. That's amazing. First step is that there's going to be an assessment where the broker comes down to your home and does a little bit of an assessment with her.
Okay.
Then after that, there will be like another assessment. We can follow up there.
Okay.
So for the first assessment, I wish I can call and make it for you, but it has to be from the patient. You can call for her though. Do you want me to text you the number or do you want me
Yeah.
to tell it to you?
No, you can text it to me.
Okay, so I'll text it to you. I would say call as soon as possible because it could take the whole process takes about 30 to 90 days, depending on how fast and everything works out, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, I would say you'll call as soon as possible. And then when that broker does come down to your home, they will give you a form to fill out by your doctor. Now, I do know that sometimes it could get, with going to your doctor and filling out the forms, it can get a little bit frustrating, getting the patient out. We do have a system set up where one of our telehealth doctors can call you and get that form over to us, and then we will send it to the county. Do you want that?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'll schedule them for them to reach out to you. They'll schedule a time that works. They will
I mean,
give you.
she has a doctor. I'm sure we can get it to her doctor. I don't want her to be,
Right, nothing. This is pretty simple. They just call you, get a few information, fill the form out, and then they send it to us, and then we send it to the county instead of going to that. It's just simpler.
Yeah, okay.
But you could go to your own doctor. I just.
Yeah, I know she's gonna want to do it with her doctor. Just,
She will want to.
some elders get a little funny when it comes to us,
So she won't
switching
want
dates.
to. Okay. So she wants
Yeah.
to do it with her own doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. See. Okay, fine. So I did just delete that request. You're going to do that from your own doctor. And I will text you the broker's number as we speak. If you can please text me back as soon as that's scheduled with a date and time for when it's scheduled so I can follow up with you then.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Amazing. Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much for calling me back.
No, my greatest pleasure. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye
Bye-bye.
bye.